Welcome into the Unnamed MMA Podcast. I'm Adam Abdallah. With me, as always, Jordan Sherwood. Follow him on Twitter at WoodOnESPN1000. Get all of his picks, FatJackSports.com. Follow me on Twitter if you want to, at Adam A. Abdallah.
People should.
Yeah, people can.
You got great. You know, why wouldn't they want to?
I mean, they can if they want to. Like, I don't, you know. I only say I don't want to tweet as much just because, like, I don't know. Twitter's okay, I guess. It's kind of dying, I guess. People, like, aren't as on Twitter as much, you know?
Yeah.
I'm on it during Bears games and stuff, I guess.
And I'm on there during UFC fights.
You're on there during UFC fights. But more importantly, they should go to FatJackSports.com and get signed up for your picks there. Rough week for the picks.
Not so much last week. I mean, we were going to, you know, eventually at some point take a slide, and we certainly did. You know, went 1-4. You know, we released of the five plays, we released four of them were underdogs, slight underdogs, and all four of those did not cash at all. I think the one that hurt the most was Rufy. You know, the fact that, like, Benoit St. Denis did what, like, we said that he should do to win the fight.
Yeah.
And we didn't know. That was the one variable about Rufy's kind of MMA game that we didn't know, his ability to grapple, his ability to handle constant takedowns, and he wasn't able to get up efficiently. And when he did, he was exhausted and got taken back down. And then Benoit St. Denis utilized his momentum, utilized fighting in front of the hometown crowd, which, you know, again, has to be put into any type of, you know, handicapping that you're doing. And Rufy got Rufy himself,
He did.
So begs a lot of questions about him. And then you couple that with not an official release, but you couple that with how Kyle Bahao looked in the main event. You know, nothing to take away but Nassourdine Imavov, but I feel like Bahao just got outdid in his own game. And now questions, I guess, remain about the fighting nerds, if you will.
Well,
two losses in a row.
Yeah, and we have a main event. It is Noche UFC this week down in Texas, San Antonio, Texas, for Noche UFC and a fighting nerd in Silva here on the main event here for the fighting nerd. So we will get into that in a little bit. We will start.
But you crushed a little bit of my. I want to say this though.
What did I do?
So like I was at a beer fest with Jess and a couple other friends. Local beer fest. By the way, I saw Squares from Yingling.
Oh,
he
nice.
Was sampling
shout
out.
Out
some drinks. So
shout out.
I'm not sure if
what
I'm
was
gonna
do. Was he cheating?
He was no. He was sampling for Yingling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right,
Yingling
all right.
was one of the. They were sampling.
Oh, okay.
They were sampling their lager.
He
and they
was
were
handing
sampling,
out.
Yeah, he was.
Oh,
handing
okay.
Out.
I thought you were out there. He was like in disguise.
In
like.
Disguise. No, I saw him and he was handing out the Yingling. It was
nice,
one of the,
nice.
The beer vendors that was
nice.
Out there or not. So
yeah.
You know, he at times has been like on my text feed, if you will, for like fight picks. But
okay.
Then this was when I was not doing well, so I stopped. I like stopped texting people. My fight selections
okay.
That were on the personal. And then I went on a hot streak.
Yeah.
So, like, then I saw him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, you know, I like him. But actually, more importantly, though, what I was getting at was, so I was at the beer fest, and I wasn't watching the fights. Like,
oh,
I was just kind of, like, paying
no.
attention to putting invites in him.
Sorry.
And then you text me.
That was rough.
Oh, no. Or, like, that
I
was rough. No, that was rough. That was Rufy.
I did a play on words. I
yes.
texted you, that was rough, R-U-F-F, because...
Right.
Rufy got submitted.
And I'm sitting there like at a high top with my four or five friends.
Yeah.
And I just yell out of verbally, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You know, and they're
yeah.
like, what's wrong? I'm like, oh, I just got roofied.
Yeah,
you know?
You got roofied. And then they're all checking their drinks probably like,
right,
what's
exactly.
going on?
What the hell is going on and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Sorry
but other
about
than,
that.
Other than that, no, it's fine. Look, I mean, you and I were both in the same boat.
Yeah.
It didn't go well. I had a couple of other nice plays that I didn't talk about in the podcast or release on Fat Jack, but maybe DM me on the side and let me know what else I'm looking at. I don't know.
You're supposed to text those to me too. What the hell?
Everything. Okay, fine. From now on, you want like my 30 plays?
No,
that
I don't want all those. I don't want all those.
I'm not going to do that.
Because I don't think you want my 30 college football plays from the weekend.
No,
so.
No. You and I just kind of
yeah.
talk about what the Fat Jack is looking at.
Yeah, exactly.
What he's like.
Yeah.
He always talks about when he joins you. He had a really good college football day on Saturday.
He did?
Not so much with the NFL on Sunday.
Yeah.
But the college football, he's been pretty solid.
He was. I don't think you want my seven-team college football teaser that hit that was quite profitable. So,
oh, sweet.
It was nice. It was nice. It made up for all the UFC losses. Anyway, we digress. We move on. It's okay. New week. Noche UFC. We move on. So, look, this card isn't great, but I will say I really like the two fighters on the main event. The two fighters, I would say, are two of our favorite fighters to watch fight in Diego Lopez and John Silva. Like, these two guys are two of our favorite fighters, right? Like, what Silva has done to get to this main event has been great. Watching Diego Lopez move up in the ranks has been great. Obviously, he lost his last fight, which was a title fight, but getting up to that point has been great. So I think this is going to be a great fight. The odds don't say that, but I think it's going to be a great fight. The fights leading up to that might be great, but whatever. They're not great, but we'll get to there as we move along here. So our first fight we're going to talk about here, Kevin Gastelum against Dustin Stoltzfus. Am I saying that right? Stoltzfus? Uh-huh. All right, Stoltzfus here. Stoltzfus is plus 210 on the money line. Gastelum here minus 280 as we get started. Gastelum here 34 next month. Coming into Texas here, San Antonio for Noche UFC, looking to rebound from a unanimous decision, losing to Joe Pyfer earlier this year. Stoltzfus actually beat Pyfer, and he is coming into now. He's 16-7 overall, so he is plus 210 on the money line, and Gastelum, heavy favorite here at minus 280.
Well, just a little bit about that. He beat Joe Pyfer on Dana White's Contender Series because Joe Pyfer got TKO'd because of an elbow injury. So
yeah.
Dustin Stoltzfus, technically in my mind, doesn't have a victory over Joe Pyfer. But nonetheless, on the win-loss record, it goes on down as a win.
Yeah.
And, you know, Stoltzfus is a kickboxer. You know, he's got good range. He's got good power. He's kind of alternated wins and losses. I think his most impressive victory probably to date now is Punahale Soriano, who's kind of redeveloped himself in his weight class. So, you know, it'll be a question to see if, like, Can a guy like Stoltzfus establish power, establish a jab, establish kind of the distance against a guy in Calvin Gastelum that is extremely difficult to put away, extremely difficult to get off of you, because especially when his grappling is working and his boxing is working. I think Calvin Gastelum is an enigma. He's been one of the most peculiar guys to handicap, peculiar guys to kind of understand what his game is, what weight class, you know, he deserves to be in. I will always reflect back on his fight that he should have probably won against Israel Adesanya when they were fighting for the UFC interim middleweight champion of the world. This was back in 2019. I think by all accounts, Calvin Gastelum probably wins this fight. You know, he doesn't lose to guys like Dustin Stoltzfus. He loses to more talented guys like Dustin Stoltzfus. I don't see a stoppage either. I think probably the handicap play I would have, as we're recording it here on a Wednesday, is Gastelum via decision, if the odds dictate that that's profitable, and I think we can grab them. Let me see here.
Plus 155 I'm looking at right now.
So that helps out, you know, lowering a guy that's a 250 favor to plus 155. So I would say that is the play. But here's the thing. I'm not going to say Calvin Gastelum goes into our parlay. There's too many risks. There's too many question marks about his ability to cut weight, his ability to be mentally, you know, ready to be in this fight. Granted, you know, this is UFC Noche, so a lot of the Mexican heritage fighters, those people from Latin America, have that Latin American family.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be motivated. We saw that last year in the fight with Sean O'Malley when he was fighting who was he fighting in the main event?
This was the one last year that
Mirab Divishvili.
This was like the one last year that was at the Sphere, right? Okay,
yeah. So transition from the Sphere to San Antonio on the Riverwalk. So
yeah, because this was the one that, like, they did this at the Sphere, and Dana White was like, that was cool.
We're never going to do
never
this
again.
Yeah.
Because it was so hard to put on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this fight also, I believe,
which is weird because I'm going back to Vegas in like 2 weeks.
This fight originally was supposed to be held elsewhere, but it got moved to it was supposed to be in Guadalajara, Mexico.
Okay.
But it moved. But nonetheless, Calvin, if you need a play specifically in this fight, the over.
Okay.
Calvin Gastelum via decision. Gastelum not going into my money line.
All right. Total rounds over
parlay.
Over 2.5 is minus 200. So obviously Vegas thinks that is going to go over as well. Gastelum by points plus 155. So that's really the only place of value there. Gastelum by knockout is plus 210. Stoltzfus by points is plus 310. So play there. Gastelum by points is really the only value there. Not going to put him in the parlay as Jordan suggests. Our next fight here, a fighter that we talk about a lot here. It seems like we talk almost once a month here, once every other month, at least four times a year we're talking about Jared Flash Gordon here on the podcast. Does he still work out in the same camp as Bilal Muhammad? I don't know if he still does or not, but we talk about him a lot here. Flash Gordon is a heavy favorite against Rafa Garcia. Gordon, he got a win in his last fight, knocking out Thiago Moises in the first round. He is a heavy favorite against Rafa Garcia. Garcia plus 190. Garcia, he's coming off a unanimous decision over Vince Pichel earlier this year in Mexico City. So both guys coming in off of a win. Garcia plus 190 on the money line. Jared Gordon here at minus 250 on the money line, the heavy favorite.
Look, dog or pass for me, Jared Gordon should not be a 250 favorite against anybody in the UFC. I mean, look, he wins fights on grit. He wins fights on his use of his cardio, his working in his grappling. But I don't see him being that big of a favorite against, you know, Rafa Garcia, a guy that has wins over guys that fight similar style, and Vic Pichel, Clay Guida, you know, but he also has losses against guys that have a similar style in a Grant Dawson and a Jakar Close. So for me, this is a fight where I am dog or pass squarely on that. Nothing against Jared Gordon, good fighter, but I just do not think that he should be that big of a favorite against anybody in the UFC. So I'll go Garcia on the money line at plus 190.
All right, Garcia on the money line. The dogs are barking there. Method of victory here, Gordon by decision. Gordon by points here, minus 150. And then you're looking at Garcia by decision at plus 400. And then you're looking at Gordon by knockout plus 650. Garcia by knockout at plus 700. And then the submissions are like 12-1 and 14-1.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, Garcia has only been stopped one time, but that was because of the overwhelming assault that Grant Dawson had on him. Just completely overwhelmed him. His other four losses, three of them all via decision. So it makes sense that Jared Gordon, you get that number down from 250 to 150 for him to win via decision. If you need to play Jared Flash Gordon, you like him stylistically in this matchup, that's the direction you take. Jared Flash Gordon, even though he did get a finish over Pichel his last time out, Pichel was on his way out. You know, he's 39, 40 years old now, so he can't fight at the same similar style that he has in years past. So get that number down. If you want to play Jared Gordon from 250 to 150, take him via decision.
All right, our next fight here on the card before we get to our main event, probably the closest odds you're going to get on the main card here. Rob Font against David Martinez. Martinez, the underdog at plus 110. Martinez coming in on an 8-fight winning streak, and he is the underdog here. Plus 110 here. And Rob Font, minus 140, coming in on a 2-fight decision winning streak. So he's got 2 wins here coming off of both decisions here at minus 140. The closest odds here, the closest thing we're going to get to, basically even odds, the closest thing we're going to get to a pick 'em, even though Rob Font here is minus 150. Both guys coming off of wins here, 2 wins here for one of them, 8-fight winning streak for David Martinez, the underdog.
This stinks because this was supposed to be Raul Rosas Jr. against Rob Font. Mm-hmm. You know, like Rosas, who's been identified as a star, made his debut as a 12-year-old in the UFC, you know, and like this was going to be a dramatic step up in competition, kind of like understanding like where this guy lives in the UFC hierarchy. But unfortunately, he pulls out with an injury. David Martinez gets reassigned, you know, in this fight. Martinez has looked okay in his UFC career. Rob Font has fought the who's who in the featherweight and the bantamweight division. One of the best boxers we have, I think, not only in whatever weight class he fights in, but in the sport. You know, he has won his last 2 fights after losing to guys like Deiveson Figueiredo and Corey Sanhagen and Marlon Vera and Jose Aldo. So outside of that, Rob Font beats the really loses to the upper echelon fighters in whatever division he's competing in. He beats the ones that he should. I think he should beat David Martinez. So I will take Rob Font to win this fight straight up on the money line. I think currently where he sits right now at $1.42, $1.30, money line play for Rob Font.
All right, Rob Font money line minus 140. So if you want to up the value a little bit here, Rob Font by points at plus 125. Martinez by points at plus 220. Martinez by knockout plus 550. Rob Font by knockout at plus 600. and they're not going to submit each other. Rafat by submission, 18-1. Martinez by submission, 20-1.
There was a little bit of me that maybe sprinkles that plus 600 prop on Rob Font to win by knockout. He does have power. This will be a difficult transition, more so, I think, for David Martinez, transitioning from Kwang Lee to a guy like Rob Font that, again, has been in there with the best of the best, knows how to put guys away, knows how to establish himself from a boxing standpoint. So if you want to, you know, sprinkle, college football's going well. You've got Fat Jack selections hitting, early on, because this is finally we're back to a late-night fight.
Yeah.
You know, the last 2 weeks.
Couple weeks.
The last 2 weeks have been early risers for you, or overnight, if you will. So, yeah, Rob Font plus 600. At KL, maybe a little sprinkle.
All right, our main event here, Noche UFC, Diego Lopez, John Silva here. Silva minus 245 on the money line. Diego Lopez plus 185. Diego Lopez coming off the loss to Alexander Volkanovski, UFC 314. And then you've got Silva. Last time we saw him, it was the submitting Bryce Mitchell, correct? That was the last time we saw him. So, one, coming off of much better competition. Like, Alexander Volkanovski is much better competition than Bryce Mitchell. But Diego Lopez is the underdog against John Silva. So I can understand why, we were talking before we started here, why you would think, you were telling me, you don't think that John Silva should be this heavy of a favorite against Diego Lopez.
I mean, the strength of schedule. You know, you got Volkanovski, Diego Lopez. So you got Volkanovski, before that Brian Ortega, before that Dan Ige, before that Sadiq Youssef, and then Pat Sabatini, Gavin Tucker. But made his UFC debut on short notice against Movsar Evloviv, who should be fighting for the championship. John Silva, you know, yeah, he got Bryce Mitchell. He's got Charles Jourdan, on that hit list. Who else has he fought in there in the UFC? You know, Drew Dober. Okay, like, dramatic step up in competition. And then when I look from a handicapping standpoint, you know, Diego Lopez is a bigger underdog when the lines opened against John Silva than he was against Alexander Volkanovski. Slight favorite against Brian Ortega, big favorite against Dan Ige. But if you recall that Ortega Lopez fight was originally scheduled, and then Ortega had to pull out the night of the fight. If you remember, Dan Ige was on his couch and took that fight. Ortega was a favorite, $1.25 against Diego Lopez. So Diego Lopez now is a bigger underdog against John Silva. And John Silva has looked impressive. Like, obviously, the submission, he was able to do what Bryce Mitchell does to people, knockout power. Obviously, still, even though they've lost two in a row, there is still obviously a tremendous amount of respect for the fighting nerds and their ability. Diego Lopez gets himself into firefights when he comes after guys. John Silva is going to be prepared for that. If Diego Lopez, who's a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt, wants to take this to the ground, I believe John Silva can handle himself there. I just have a difficult time playing. Like, it's for me, like, it's maybe been a theme here. I have a difficult time playing Jared Gordon at that price. Mm-hmm. I have a difficult time suggesting Calvin Gastelum going to your parlay at that price. I just have a difficult time believing that John Silva should be that big of a favorite against Diego Lopez. Maybe he proves me wrong. Maybe he is the next in line for a chance to dethrone Alexander Volkanovski. He gets Diego Lopez out of there. He absolutely deserves that chance. But for me, I just don't see it. Do you?
I really like Silva. You know that.
Yes.
You know I like him. I like a dude that comes in there and, like, talks shit and then backs it up. And this guy, he's been able to. Like, he comes in and, like, he's quick about it. He talks shit and he doesn't, like, hang around in fights. He just comes in, he takes care of business, and, like, look at the Bryce Mitchell fight. Comes in, takes care of business, that's it, it's over. Like, there was no hanging around. It was done. Like, and so I like a guy that comes in and it's prop of the night, Silva by knockout. Like, it's like, I'm just gonna, I don't think that this guy, I think that there's also, I think he's coming in with a chip on his shoulder because his guys got beat up last week. I think that he's coming in, I think that he's gonna have he's emotional. And I think that if you watch the videos, like, he got emotional looking at the poster, and, like, he's got, like, this, like this, this thing about him where I'm trying to put it into words, where like I'm finally, like, a main event, like, fighter thing. Like, I think he's, like, realizing that, like he's not fighting for a title or anything, but, yeah, it's a UFC fight night, but, like, this means a lot to him. And I think that he's not going to be too big for the moment. And I think that, yes, it's two fighters that both crowd are going to be, because it is Noche UFC, both, like, the crowd's going to be behind both of them. You're not getting two, one fighter where the crowd is not going to be behind the other, you know what I mean? I think he just goes in and takes care of business. Like, I you're the expert, so I leave the handicapping to you, but my gut says I'm riding the hot hand, and Silva's the hotter hand. Yeah. And Silva just goes in, and Lopez goes in, walks into fire like he usually does, and Silva doesn't let him walk out.
Yeah, Silva by KO, I think I'll steal your role here. Silva by KO is a $1.20 favorite.
Yeah, you know? like it's just what he does, man.
And the under is $1.60, under 3.5, $1.63. Under 2.5 is plus money. And then when you get into under 4 rounds, like this fight not going to judges' scorecards is $3 and maybe a little bit higher than that. I could see that, and I could certainly believe that. Maybe there's a little bit of an aura about John Silva that exists. But I just believed also, just to, you know, combat what you're talking about, there was an aura about Rufy, and he got exposed. And yeah, there was an aura about Kyle Bahajo, and he got exposed.
Yeah, but remember with our Ninja Turtle theory?
Said Silva is...
Rufy was the Donatello. Like, he was the nerd.
Yeah.
Like, the nerdiest of the
Leonardo
nerds.
Leonardo was the lead.
Silva is... the Raphael, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't fuck with Raphael. Like, he's the one, like, he doesn't have the swords, but he's got the, what do they call the three things?
The side.
Dude, he's got three things that'll stab you.
Right.
Like, those have three pointers on it, man.
Yep.
Like, he will literally stab you.
I'm in.
Like,
all right, I'm in. I'm on board.
Don't give this to Fat Jack. Like,
well,
this
no,
is,
no, Fat Jack will be released on Friday
afternoon. All right,
afternoon.
Good. All right, yeah, we are recording this on a Wednesday, just so we know. Okay, all right, good. Okay.
You know, he's also got Bryce Mitchell trying to get a debate with him.
Who?
Bryce Mitchell's trying to get a debate scheduled with him and John Silva about the earth being round and flat.
What, like at the White House fight?
Yeah,
exactly. Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, that'll be the prelims.
Debate night? Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah, I think that there's something about, like, the whole, like, you have a plan until you get punched in the face thing. Like, when you're on a roll like this, I'm going to ride that until someone punches you in the face. And until Lopez or someone beats Silva, I'm just gonna keep riding with him until someone punches him in the face, and no one's been able to stop him yet. So I'm gonna keep riding with him until I'm wrong. And so I'm not taking -245. So I'm gonna take Silva by knockout as my prop of the night until I'm proven wrong, and just keep riding with that. So I'm throwing him into the parlay because I think he wins. Is that okay? Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine.
That's our only fight in the parlay
Rob
right now.
Font. Let's go Font? Rob Font okay, into the parlay. So that's two.
Go back here. Font's in the parlay. That's two right now. Anything else in the on the main card? We didn't talk about, let's see. That's it on the main card. We're not throwing Gaslam in there. Anything in the prelims?
There's nothing. Yeah, two fight parlay. I mean, look,
Alessandro Costa's -440. That doesn't really help.
No,
Zach Reese.
There's
no.
Too much. Is that fight going to even happen?
I don't. You tell me. I don't know who these people
Sadiq
are.
Sadiq Dumas, you know, has been scheduled three times in the last 3 months. He's
Luis
been arrested
Gurrell?
Twice.
He's been arrested twice.
Yeah,
throwing him in. No, okay. Luis Gurrell.
Like, Tatiana Suarez is a massive favorite against Amanda Lemos. You know, I've liked Claudio Pajales, but he hasn't fought in a
Todorovic.
I don't know what to do about Dusko. I don't trust Dusko.
All right,
Alexander Hernandez is already back in the card. He fought 2 weeks ago when we had him over, I had him over Chase Hooper.
Yeah. All right, two-leg parlay. Silva Font, +140.
Okay, fine. Font's price goes from plus or -120 to, okay, fine.
Yeah. Font and Silva, +140. That's our parlay. My prop of the night, Silva, you're on board too. Our prop of the night, we'll call it. Silva by knockout at +100, even money. Font money line at -140. Garcia money line at +190. And Gaslam by points at +155 if you want to. That's not like an official thing. If you want the official pick, since it is Wednesday, go to fatjacksports.com. Get signed up. Fat Jack's killing the NFL or killing college football. Decent in the NFL. Had a great college football weeks 1 and week 2. Decent in the NFL. If the Bears don't score that garbage touchdown at the end, it's a really good NFL week 1. That garbage touchdown, it's the pick six really is what killed him. It's that pick six from JJ McCarthy, and he tweeted it right away. Pick six is kill unders.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
they
he
do.
Did, he did.
Pick
tweet
six
that right
is
away.
Kill unders. Uh-huh. And while I'm doing the wheel in the sky because I'm loving it, the pick six, and I'm like, this is gonna kill the under. But of course, because I bet the under. But whatever, I'm rooting for my team here. But whatever, that's what it is. What it is. Sign up FatJackSports.com. He'll join myself and Chris Bleck on Friday, because Chris Bleck and myself don't have a show on Thursday because of the White Sox play. So Fat Jack will join me and Chris Bleck on Friday at 2:30 if you want all of his picks there, some of his picks there. But get signed up, FatJackSports.com, and get Jordan's picks there. He's Jordan Sherwood. Follow him on Twitter, at Wood on Sports, ESPN 1000. And follow me on Twitter, at Adam A. Abdallah. The UFC is not around next week, I don't think. They have 2 weeks off, or a week off, and they'll be back at the end of the month for some reason. I don't know why they're taking a week off. Fall break? Is that what we're doing? End of the summer? Yep. Just a quick holiday?
Quick holiday.
All right, cool. Break. Good for them.
And then I got to go to Perth.
Perth? What are we going to Perth for?
Carlos Ulberg and Dominic Reyes.
Well, that's weird.
We might be able to get Neil Magny on next week because he's fighting on that card.
All right, cool. So let's talk to Neil Magny.
We'll reach out about that.
Let's do that.
We got the Taffa brothers on the card next, that fight card.
What time is that card? The prelims start at... Oh, the main card's at 9 p.m. Oh, that's a normal time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a normal time card. All right, cool.
And then 2 weeks or 3 weeks on Kalea Pahea.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, that's a great... Oh, hell yeah. And then we ramp up. Then the fall starts.
Yeah.
Then we get the real fights. All right, it's going to be a great fall for the UFC. And not like in the sense that they're like dying or anything, like as in the season.
Right.
Jesus Christ. We'll talk to you soon on the Unnamed MMA Podcast. Thanks for listening.